to bolster cleanup efforts in the Gulf. The U.S. has accepted help from a dozen nations and international groups, according to the State Department. That includes two high-speed skimmers that are on the way from Japan. Those already working in the Gulf are facing a new problem, though, by the name of Hurricane Alex. It's not headed for Louisiana, but the choppy waters have forced the Coast Guard to dock skimmers and other boats. That means more oil is reaching shores that had been mostly cleaned. NPR's Jeff Brady spent yesterday with crews on the beach in Port Fouchon, Louisiana.
Crews along this beach are very busy filling plastic bags with sand and rocks covered with reddish-brown oil. Workers only have to look out at the menacing waves to know why the crude is washing up now.
The waves are 10 to 15 feet high when they break, and not somewhere where you'd want to be swimming right now.
U.S. Coast Guard Ensign Cameron Cooper says normally the water here is calm. Waves are only a foot or so high, but the storm has changed everything. It had been more than 2 weeks since any oil had washed up on this beach. The crews were just finishing when the storm started moving their way.
Unfortunately, the timing of it wasn't ideal because the oil was right at our doorstep right when all these waves came too. So those two factors together make it a mess right now.
Nearby, Jerome Benjamin of New Orleans is slipping into a yellow hazardous material suit. He's among the temporary workers hired to clean up these beaches.
Simple stuff, you know, just cleaning up. It's not as hard, you know, but quick as we get it up, quick as they come.
It sounds kind of frustrating, the idea of, like, you just clean it up and then more oil comes in.
No, not really, because that means the more oil come in, the longer we stay out here, more work.
Were you looking for work when this came along?
Yes, I was. Yes, it is a blessing.
It doesn't take long for workers to fill up another dumpster with oil trash, sand, and rocks. Ensign Cameron Cooper predicts it'll take another week just to clean up all the damage caused in the last couple of days.
Eventually we'll win and we'll have our beach back.
But there's no guarantee the beach will stay clean. There are still millions of gallons of oil out there floating around, and no one yet knows where it'll all end up. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Port Fouchon, Louisiana.